All right. Well, when all else fails, you go back to MP3 and you see what kind of recording you get out of that and how long it is and everything else. So, the snow is starting to stick. Decided to let people that work know that I was going to go home and work from home, which is mostly just looking at training materials. But going at 55, but now the snow is getting more pronounced. So I'm really glad I decided to go home. Hope I can make it home in one piece. So, pretty slow going. I like this audio recorder. It does a really good job of taking care of silence. Anything that's not, doesn't come out particularly as a voice, this thing filters out. I feel really good. At the end of the day, I don't really know how much space I'm going to save. But I have to slow down a little bit more. Try and make sure I don't have larger problems. Anyway, so I'm eating too many peanuts. I need to stop. All right. So, yeah, I'm just doing a recording here of everything I'm doing here. My tires are in pretty decent shape for handling the snow that's here. The last time when I got really faced with snow here, it was actually my last day of work. No, that's not true. It was when Eastern decided that, well, not decided, they were told that they had to send everybody home and everybody had to work from home. COVID started March of 2020? Oh, I forget. I worked from home for a while. For several months. Anyway. And then I took the job out at Mexico Tech. Most work from home opportunities are drying up now, depending on who you talk to. They all say, oh no, there's plenty of those jobs out there. And you go, well, you know what, honestly, I never scored one of them. Most every job I had said, no, you need to be present. And I understand that, especially if your equipment is in a data center somewhere. And you're expected to handle those data center problems. It was really interesting. Our house in Portales closed. Its sale closed like the day before everything in the country just shut down. And I found that very fortuitous. I didn't sell that house for anywhere near the price that I bought it for. But that's interesting, and I don't really get too weird about that because and these roads don't get scraped. Anyway. I don't get weird about it because since I really didn't, it was mostly I want to own places because I don't want to rent because rent's expensive. And I was trying to beat rental prices. And I did. I think ultimately we came out okay. Because I'm not really terribly upset you know, number one, it's not good to be upset. They were kind of saying, oh, we want this fixed, this fixed, this fixed. I said, no, I think I've given you a huge concession on price. You can solve all the problems that you find. I'm not changing things. And they agreed to that. They just wanted a lot of free work done for them. And you go, no. It says, if you would have bought it at closer to the price that I bought it at, says I would feel a little more compelled to do more for you, but it was gonna be terrible, you know. This toilet doesn't flush as well as I like to see. This thing doesn't do as well as I would like to see. And you need to fix this thing and fix that. It's like, no, I'm not fixing any of that. I'm not that desperate to get rid of this house. But they were kind of like, well, you know, they'd already agreed to buy the house. So it was just a question of dickering about this and that. And it's like, no more dickering. You guys, this thing is worth a whole lot more than what you guys are paying for. And I said, that's fine. Because it doesn't, you know, because I'm just wanting to be rid of it. But no. So yeah. I don't know how it ultimately went. You know, things are always kind of interesting, I think. Anyway, so I remember that. That was really kind of wow. I didn't know exactly what it meant, but I think a lot of sales just went belly up and people made the excuse that it was COVID, and a lot of things got kind of, you know, brushed aside. A lot of business practices kind of got ignored. So I'm really glad that we were able to close and it was done before, you know, because before that it was a whole thing of, well, you know, we may shut down things for a week or two. Just to make sure that we don't have, you know, to get past a big wave, I guess. I forget what the term was for it. You know, it was going to be, we're just going to get past the worst part of it and then we're going to be okay. So I think that went really well. And I was able to hunker down at our place in Tucumcari, which was a lot better. We had already moved everything. I still had my job in Portales. It still hadn't gone remote yet. And so I was sleeping at the house during the week in Portales. And that worked pretty decently. You know, I was finishing up the last bits of cleanup. The guys who are coming in wanted nothing. And you go, really? It says there's a, you know, there's this and there's that. And there's a nope. Get rid of all of it. It's like, okay, all right. And that was it. So at the end of the day, it just turned out to work out okay. And so, I wouldn't doubt that at Tucumcari they might have decided to shut down the road just to get people not to go on the road. I don't know if it's bad enough that they've decided to divert people yet. Regardless, so now we're making this recording and the snow is sticking really good now. Don't know how much snow we're ultimately going to get, but it might be quite a bit. Regardless, I always have to remind myself, and I do a bad job, that I really am quite fortunate with my circumstances. You know, I've got a little house that is in pretty stable, good shape. cabinet, the kitchen cabinets in it are really, really cheap. And that's sad. You know, they could have done a better job on that. We've got a lot of stuff, and Lisa's really cramming a lot of stuff into this little house. And it's tight, but I think she's gotten kind of accustomed to it. I don't know if at some point she might decide to do a spring cleaning of it. I don't know. But it's good in that it doesn't cost a lot of money, I think, to heat and cool it particularly. Although I am having to replace the swamp cooler in it. It's got the duct that brings it into the house has rusted to nothing. And it's like, what the heck is going on here? You know, it's there's water involved. It's an evaporative cooler, so you're not surprised. But typically, I don't know what kind of metal that they used to make this ducting, but it's rusting to junk. So it's like, did you guys not use like galvanized? You know, I've never had this situation. I've lived in houses that had old systems and they worked fine. Anyway, so I'm kind of confused about that. So I'm going to try to work out something else. A lot of snow here. Although I'm getting to better roads, I'm certainly still on back roads that don't get plowed. But pretty shortly here, I'm going to get to Weber City, which is not even a bump in the road. It's just some trees at a crossing of two negligible roads. But I go from Weaver City up to Ragland and then down to Tooth-N-Kerry. So I could have taken the Melrose route, but I prefer this back one. I don't like traffic. I don't like a lot of crazy drivers. I don't like a lot of trucks. And this road doesn't get very many trucks. They're mostly just farm vehicles here. And I'm the only guy leaving tracks on my side of the road. There is, looks like somebody drove by on the other side of the road, but I'm the only one that's come down this side since the snow's come down. So, regardless, maybe kind of a blessing in disguise that I'm not doing this with my, Sandy car. So, just as well. I don't know what I am. I'm having fun. Woo, let me tell you. Nothing but fun, baby. Yeah, I'm trying desperately to find a recording format that can be that saves a lot of space but can be played pretty universally. MP3 is good, but it's not very, you know, it doesn't spend much time trying to be very efficient. But we'll see. We'll see how it looks. Uh-oh. I gotta slow down here. It's still all working okay. Oh, good. They've been plowing this. All right. So, or something. There's been plenty of cars on this. Not too tricky yet. All right. Anyway, And this is our typical snowfall here. You know, the people look at it and they go, well, it's not really coming down very hard. And you go, but it's coming down. The biggest thing is that we don't have a lot of the snow removal equipment necessary for handling any of this. There's a DOT maintenance yard at Raglan. And I saw them out when I was coming through here earlier at about 6 in the morning. Everything was reasonably clear. It was just wet. And it was just like rain. Hadn't yet started turning to snow yet like it is now. Now we've got snow. And the maintenance yard out here really only handles, it looks like they may have thrown down some sand. I'm seeing what looks like sand a little bit here and there. But they typically, I don't know if they really have been planning on salting. But I don't think they were planning on doing it this early in the season. Regardless, don't really have a lot of need. You know, most of the other places, the biggest needs are on the interstate highway. Interstate 40 that goes through Tucumcari. And so these roads don't get much. So even if it only snows like maybe half an inch or an inch, it makes driving conditions real tricky anyway. And they'll try to throw down salt to try to take it down so that the road doesn't freeze. You know, it gets icy and snowpacked and things like that. Anyway, so there is that situation. Oof. I think the conditions are just about perfect for snow, too. It's not quite freezing in the air, but it's close. It's in the low 30s. And oof, looks mighty chilly out here. It's a Friday. All the rural schools are shut down because there's only 4-day school out here. Except the state education guy is trying to get rid of it. You need more schools. You can do better on testing. Apparently, you know, I don't think they really do a lot of evaluation. I think there is just a built-in animosity to 4-day school. The teachers like it. Students like it. The schools out here have somewhat adjusted to it. Although Tucumcari is making indications that they want to, you know, that they're going to be kind of 4-day with a lot of Fridays. And it's like, oh, that makes it, you know, it's horrible. Either do it or don't do it. This whole thing of it being, you know, well, sometimes, and maybe this, and maybe that. It's like, you're kidding me. All right. The big utility truck's out here. And this guy just decided he wanted to do something today. He's hauling a lot of derelict car bodies away. And here's a farmer bringing some hay bales out to this place. Although, let me tell you, there's still a lot of green out here. I don't know how the cows are doing, but, you know, I guess he's bringing out some hay to bring to his cows. Oh, it's not hay. It's round bales of whatever. I think around here, the round bales are a lot of sorghum. What primarily gets grown here is feed for cattle. I'd have to say that's pretty much true generally around here. Nobody grows food for people here. Oh, there was cows. Pressed up against the fence. Their backs to the wind. This is coming out of the north, so their backs are to the wind. All bunched up. Cows doing what cows do in the snow. I had somebody right in front of me, and right now, the snow must be coming down better because the tracks are getting pretty covered up. So yeah, I definitely want to get home. In one piece, I'm glad I left when I did. This is bad enough, and it's not letting up, so I think it's going to get a bit worse. My wife will be very happy with me. Oh. So, yeah, I've got to get better. I have to learn how to be satisfied with my circumstances. I'm always stretching a bit, trying to get something. I don't know if it's really better, but creative solutions to my problems. And I probably need to be a little less apt to do that and just to kind of be happy with my situation. Regardless, must get hot. I'm getting too hot. Oof. Let down one of the windows a little bit. Let it cool off. I'm almost to Highway 209, which is the main highway through this territory. Boy, they haven't done a thing with this Melrose Road yet. But yeah, all the tracks are getting covered up really quickly. So the snow's coming down. Of course, this is pretty high up here, so its tendency is to get all the snow that is available. I'm only doing 45 miles an hour now, so I'm not in any big rush to get back. How much have I done here? 33 minutes of the recording. This is probably a pretty good place to stop and just see how much space this takes up and how bad the sound is. So we're going to find that out. This is Jason Nemro, and I don't know if this is really Cohen Meander or not, since I'm just recording. Talk to you later. Bye.